أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل الله أعبد مخلصا له ديني. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala made clear the paths and the roads of kufr and shirk of those who disbelieve and those who believe. At the end there, Allah Ta'ala said, قل الله أعبد مخلصا له ديني. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, announce and say to the people to keh main to Allah ko poochta hu khalis kar kar apni bandagi usi ke waste, that I worship only Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and I myself, I with sincerity I worship Allah, and I only worship Allah. I don't associate any partner with Allah Ta'ala, and that is the level that we also have to reach. فَعْبُدُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ. Ab tum poojo jisko chaho uske siwa. Now you worship whoever you want to besides him, after it has been made so manifest and clear to you that Allah alone should be worshipped. Allah Ta'ala has got no partners whatsoever. But still, if you do not want to listen and you want to carry on your way, then it is up to you. If you don't want to accept Islam, Islam has never been forced upon any person. It is voluntarily that a person should accept Islam. But if he doesn't and he wants to carry on in his way, that is up to him now, that he does not bring iman. But what will be the result of that? قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. To keh bare haare wale huo, jo haar baithe apni jaan ko aur apne ghar walo ko qiyamat ke din. That great loss, announce and say to them, there is a great loss for those people who have lost their own souls and the souls of their family people on the day of Qiyamah. That is those who do not bring iman, who do not submit to Allah, do not please Him. They will suffer a great loss, not only for themselves, even for their families, because normally what the parents are on, the children follow on that path. So if you don't bring iman and Islam, it will be a great destruction and loss for you. Ala dhalika huwa al-khusranul mubin. Sunta hai, yahi hai sarih tota. Are you listening? Listen very carefully, that the great loss is the loss of the day of Qiyamah. It will be an open, manifest loss. A person won't be able to cover up his losses in any way or try and hide behind anything. It will be an open and clear loss which everyone will see. He himself will also admit that I have suffered a very great loss. And what is that loss? The Quran Sharif defines it. لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ. Unke waaste upar se badal hai aag ke. They will be such that on top of them there will be clouds of fire. That means they will be covered with clouds of fire. وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ذُلَلْ. Or نِيچے سے بَادَلْ. And below them also clouds of fire. In other words, a person will be sandwiched in fire. On top of him fire, under him fire. That person will have to admit, I suffered a great loss. And that was that he did not bring iman and Islam and did not submit to Allah Ta'ala. ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَهُ. اس چیز سے ڈراتا ہے اللہ اپنے بندوں کو. And this is the great mercy and kindness of Allah, that He warns His servants of this great loss. Advance how clearly Allah has warned us in the Quran Sharif that don't go and suffer this great loss, that you are sandwiched in fire. So Allah Ta'ala has brought this to us. So this is the great mercy of Allah. He has informed us, bring iman, Islam, be obedient to Allah Ta'ala, and you will save yourself from this great loss. Ya ibadi fattaqoon. Ey bando mere, to mujhse daro. So O my servants, fear me, fear my commandments. Do not disobey me. I am the one who has given you your life. I am the one who has given you all your ni'mats. Appreciate those ni'mats. Don't disobey and don't transgress. وَالَّذِينَ اجْتَنَبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. اور جو لوگ بچے شیطانوں سے. And further in the same strain, those people who stayed away from all the shaitan who brings all the temptations to us, whether it is of laziness in ibadat, whether it is temptations of of dunya, earning haram, exceeding the limits of dunya, whether it is falling in woman and womanizing, etc., in drugs, whatever it might be. Those people who stayed away from all this, ayya'buduha, ke unko pooje, that they worship shaitan. That is, they follow the commands and the dictates of shaitan. The temptations he puts out to us, we follow blindly in that. Those who stayed away from that, وَأَنَابُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرُجُوهُوِ اللَّهِ كِ تَرَفْ, and they turned to Allah Ta'ala. They worshipped Allah Ta'ala. Not only what they five times namaz, but even further, they made tahajjud also. They kept nafil rozas also. They were obedient to Allah Ta'ala. For such people, Allah Ta'ala says, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى unke liye hai khush khabri. They are very great, glad tidings for those people, great accolades for those people, great prizes for those people to be taken away. فَبَشِّرْ عِبَاد, to خُشْ خَبْرِ سُنَادِ mere bando ko, so give glad tidings to my servants, those people who have brought iman, obey the commands of Allah, stay away from the temptations of shaitan in this dunya, give them glad tidings. What glad tidings? يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ, جو سنتے ہیں بات پھر چلتے ہیں اس پر جو اس میں نیک ہے. Who listen to the talks of Allah, who recite the Quran, who listen to the talks of the ulama, and then they follow accordingly. All the good things which are taught in the Quran, which are given in the talks of the ulama, etc., they follow those things. They don't try and find fault. They are not there to criticize or just pass the time, but they take the good points and they follow those good points. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ, وَهِي هَي جِنْكُ رَاسْتَ دِيَا اللَّهِ نَي, these are those people whom Allah has guided. He has shown them the path and who are following and walking the path towards Allah. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, or وَهِي هَي أَقَلْ وَالِي, and these are those people who have got brains. So in these ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has made it clear there is no compulsion in deen. Even where the Muslims by jihad have won over places, the people were not forced to accept Islam. If they don't want to accept Islam, they can carry on in their way, but they have to pay the jizya, the taxes, to the Muslim government then. And that was a means that they could see Islam more closely and then accept Islam. But if they don't, then the consequences are theirs. And those who accept Islam, they will reap the fruits of it and enjoy the benefits in this dunya and in akhirat as well. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله.